Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving is being used as a front grip to put breathalyzers on all new cars. The industry itself is already doing this and wants to force everyone to do it. We'll break it down in the next segment. Take your phone calls, get into the latest Iraq news, what the Iraq study group is saying, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And I'm also going to break down the 9-minute segment from Fox News where they viciously attacked us and lied about us. Saturday, I want to go over that as well, a jam-packed third hour. But in closing, with our guests, Kathy Christensen and, of course, Bill Christensen, both worked in the Central Intelligence Agency at very high levels, the headline they wrote for Counterpunch is "The Democrats Don't Care." If you want to see their great writings and material, you can go to Counterpunch. What are some of the other websites?
One very good website is called electronicintifada.net. It's run by a young Palestinian-American young guy in Chicago named Ali Abu Nima, who is himself a beautiful writer, excellent writer, very articulate, good on radio interviews and so on. He's a one-man information machine. Electronicintifada.net. There's a young British writer who lives in Nazareth, who is a freelance writer, has just written a book. His name is Jonathan Cook, and I cannot think of the name of his website. It has Cook in it, C-O-O-K, not...
That's okay, yeah. Just Jonathan
Cook.
Google.
Jonathan Cook on
You could Google,
Google
him, yeah.
And you were saying there's a good website to check from Ireland, too.
Yes, yes. The Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign's website is ipsc.ie. This is a very live wire organization nationwide in Ireland with small chapters in practically every city, and they have a constant round of speakers and so on. They're very, very much on top of the situation.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on and your courage going to Palestine to come back and report for us, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Take care. Appreciate the time. Folks, the globalists want us fighting with each other. So I'm not against the Palestinians, I'm not against the Jews, I'm not against the Germans, I'm not against the people in Ireland, the Chinese. I'm against the New World Order crime syndicate that wants conflict, that wants crises, that wants wars, open-ended, unending wars. Unending war is what we're facing. And this same globalist crime syndicate is waging war against you and your family, against your pocketbook, against your health, against your sovereignty, against your mobility. We're under attack by the crime syndicate. And we've got to realize the Allied Crime Syndicate in London and Tel Aviv and New York and Berlin and Paris and Beijing and Peking and Tokyo, they are allied in Moscow against the people of the planet. And they have these stage wars and these staged weapon sales. And just it's all staged. I mean, it's now come out mainstream news. Well, we knew decades ago the Zionists actually funded Hitler. They wouldn't let Jews escape Germany unless they agreed to go to Palestine. Wouldn't let them get out to England. Wouldn't let them get out to the U.S. And now top Jewish writers, top professors are writing on it. The truth is going to come out. You know, we're against the 110,000 Jewish children that Israel radiated. I mean, that's mainstream news. We're against Israel creating fake al-Qaeda groups. We're against the British staging terror attacks. We're against the U.S. doing it. And putting in bad... Islamicist in the Middle East and working with the Saudis, the nastiest group of them, of course, deeply in bed. It is a legion of doom. It is literally all the evil mafias teaming up together, as Kevin said on Fox News, to keep that card game going. They'll shoot each other under the table occasionally, but if anybody threatens that game, they circle the wagons. We've got to realize the great game, the great scam, and resist it. We've got to come together against the New World Order. All right, we're going to come back, get into the Fox News piece, take some calls, get into some other news items. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. And it helps us get the word out when you tell your email list, your message boards, your MySpace about the site. Remember every day to spread the word about the sites. We grow and affect change because of you. You're in the fight with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 20th of November, 2006. James, Jason, Ron, and others, your calls are coming up. Told James disagrees, so we'll go to him first. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. All right, I'm going to get into this whole man-cow hit piece on Fox News. But before I do that, haven't plugged the videos yet in 2 hours and 8 minutes and 37 seconds. It's always important to do that because that's how we run this operation. It's how I pay my employees. But that's really secondary. But you need to know when you purchase the films from us, you do fund our operation and support us in what we're doing. It's vital. But I've made 15 films. They're all available in DVD and VHS at InfoWars.com, the secure online video and bookstore, a lot of other great books and videos by other great researchers and filmmakers and authors that we carry. We have the incredible film, America, Freedom to Fascism, by Aaron Russo, in stock, $19.95. And when you get it, if you want Terror Storm, you can get it for $9.95, half price, when you get America, Freedom to Fascism. And we've got over 20 other specials. We've added a bunch of new specials. For $12.95, we have a new, very handsome designer black T-shirt made of really high quality cotton. It's one of the good heavy ones. It's not cheap. This is a great deal, folks. $12.95. It says 9/11 was an inside job on the front. And on the back, it says 9/11 equals inside job. And when you get that T-shirt, if you want to get Terror Storm with it, $9.95 again. So the T-shirt is, let me see, it's not half off. It'd be about 40% off. The T-shirt's 40% off, and then The video is half off. That's another great deal. Great Christmas present for somebody. By the way, we ship out to you UPS Ground. We're trying to get caught up to be shipping every day as the orders comes in. We're about two or three days behind now because, you know, we don't have that big of a staff, and a lot more orders come in right around Christmas. So we're a couple days behind. That's still pretty good. And then we ship it out to you UPS Ground. But we're getting caught up. I'm actually bringing in some part-time help because up until December 15th, by the end of this week, we'll be shipping on the day we get the items, unless something's back ordered, and then we'll ship what we have and then send you a note saying the back ordered item's coming. But we're trying to get everything in. Two or three things are back ordered. They're coming in. One of them just came in yet Friday, but two other items. But the point is, very few things are back ordered. What I'm trying to say is, if you order films from us or books by December 15th, you will get them before Christmas. Okay, because anything we get in December 15th will be shipped by December 16th. And you're like, Alex, that's 25 days away. Well, December 15th is a lot sooner than you think. So if you want to get your Christmas shopping done and don't want to go fight the crowds and buy junk that doesn't work or toys that nobody wants or ties or fruit pies, fruitcakes nobody wants, just go to InfoWars.com and get your shopping done. Support the truth. Support this broadcast. Buy 10 copies of Terror Storm. Buy 10 copies of America Freedom to Fascism. Buy 10 copies of 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions. Buy 10 copies of David Ray Griffin's new film on 9/11. Then you support David Ray Griffin. You support myself. You support Aaron Russo. Yeah, I mean, this is so important. But the reason you're doing this is to wake up friends and family. So I think what you ought to give people this holiday season, this Christmas, is the gift of truth and information. So please visit InfoWars.com and do some of your holiday Christmas shopping with us. And know that our goal is getting the word out. Our goal is fighting the New World Order. Our goal is putting that capital back into the fight against the globalists. Our goal is to... And we got some new projects coming up. The more money comes in here, the more, I mean, I spend it right back into fighting the New World Order. That's one reason we've been so effective. To me, wealth is knowledge. Wealth is waking people up. Wealth is living in a free country. And so, again, is there anywhere else where you see more action with a small group of, it's like 10 people. You know, two people in England, one person in Louisiana. Let me see, six people here, one other IT person. So, I mean, I got 10 employees, and look what we produce. We're like a little bitty tree that just produces a million pieces of fruit. I mean, we're like the tree that, you know, feeds the whole city here. I mean, do you see anywhere where, do a cost-benefit analysis. I mean, look at your ratio here. Look at how we reach millions of people on the web. Look at how we put all the films out for free on the web. Look at everything we do. So I can't think of a better place for you to do your Christmas shopping than InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to ask about all the specials and order 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us, but if you're going to write to us, be sure and send that letter off by like the 10th. So, you know, on average, it probably takes 5 days for a regular letter to get here, and we'll get it out to you. Again, do your Christmas shopping now, and don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you can write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, I'm already belaboring this. I want to thank everybody that pushed Terror Storm back up into the top 20, got up to 17 and stayed there, and then left the top 100, but that's about, 3 weeks with it on average in the top 100. So that's really exciting, and thank you for doing that, and it's really been successful. And that's our goal here, is to reach more people. I mean, this is a fight for our lives. This is life and death for us. We realize that. All right, here's the Fox News hit piece. Let me just go over what they do in it first. The reason the headline is, we didn't spell this out, so people ask us, why is this the first time this has been on TV? There's been lots of 9/11 on TV. It's the first time hijackers trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and the Monterey Defense School got out. It's the first time on national television it was discussed, the fact that there was Al-Qaeda used by the CIA to attack the Serbs. It's the first time national TV talked about the big poll, where 84% believe they're being lied to about 9/11. It's the first time that so many things came out. And it's the first time somebody was allowed to talk and give an equal time on Fox. They lied and said horrible things, but still they let him talk, and that's probably why Mancow probably won't get a regular show now. He wasn't vicious enough, even though he was vicious. And then there's the stupid claim of, we're just doing this for money, but Fox News puts out books about, you know, If I Did It by O.J. Simpson, just totally evil. The globalists make all their money and power off 9/11, launch all these wars. We put the films out for free, but we're supposedly evil profiteers. Kevin can't even hardly afford to get his truck fixed, but, you know, we're all just bathing in money here. Then at the same time, they say that, you know, the founding fathers never said we shouldn't trust our government. They just can't believe that. They say that they couldn't keep something like this secret. Oh, yeah, the Manhattan Project, Tuskegee, the sterilization of 400,000+ women kept secret for 40 years. The atomic soldiers kept secret for 30 years. I mean, give me a break, folks. They keep what, and it isn't really a secret. It has come out, just the establishment can't deal with it. They also don't know what Kevin's talking about, pointing machine guns at Congress. They told him to get out during the anthrax attacks and pointed guns at him. A few months ago, they did it again when there was a backfire in a parking garage. On TV, they pointed guns at congressmen and said, get out, under executive control, telling the legislative what to do. They then keep claiming that Bush planted the bombs and everybody in the government's involved. The big tactic is to claim that if you believe 9/11 is an inside job, you're against the firefighters. What does that have to do with anything? Zero. It has nothing to do with anything. No, the firefighters were heroes, and they were sent in there, and those buildings were blown up around them. Most firefighters are on record saying it's an inside job. We couldn't beat them off with a stick in New York thanking us and slapping us on the back. Literally, 99% agreed with us. I'd say 65-70% of the cops. Police cap is going, keep it up, we agree with you, on video. We've got all this. Like 80-90 hours, I forget. Put it in the film when we get around to it. This is what we're talking about. So just baseline, straw man, then they mixed in Bigfoot and everything. They threw the kitchen sink at Kevin. He kept his cool. He won. They kept saying cut, cut, cut for over an hour and a half, but the one time he said cut, they left that in. Here it is. We'll play it and then come back and play the rest of the next segment. Here it is.
And joining me here on the grassy knoll is Kevin Smith, who has one of those websites, Infowars.com, and a firefighter that was actually there. This thing is big business. This is Brian Harvey. Brian? What do you think about this guy making money off this tragedy?
Well, I can't say I support people making money off of the country's worst tragedy to hit on mainland. I just think that if people want to make movies or write books, as long as special attention's made to detail and keeping the conspiracy theories or the political rhetoric down and take it off the whole movie project or the book project, it's nothing wrong with telling it how it went. It was an attack on our country by a terrorist. They believe, they're passionate about what they believe, mm-hmm. and they want other people to join on board.
So you think
with
he really believes this? You don't think he's just some nut trying to make a buck?
I can't say that. I don't know him well enough to say that.
But, well, I can assure you I'm not getting rich over this. Mm-hmm. I make a salary just like anybody else with a job. I report for Infowars.com, Alex Jones's website, and Prison Planet. But I'm mainly the producer of that show, which means I book the guests. So I talk to these military people. I talk to these professors. I talk to these underwriter laboratories and civil engineers. And it's across the board. I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware, but CBS and the New York Times did a poll this month. 53% of respondents say that the Bush administration is hiding something. 28% say they're lying. I mean, you're over 80% now. This is not a fringe thing. A third of the people on a Scripps Howard News Service said, a third of the people said the government did it. Okay, this is not just a fringe conspiracy theory anymore. It's a conspiracy fact. And we can prove it to you. Go to the science. It's not. Don't take my word for it. Google WTC7. Understand what that's about. Understand what false flag terrorism is about. How we orchestrate wars. We've been doing it for a long time. Not just us. Not saying the U.S. government. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Can I ask you, but then why isn't it out in the forum today with the 06 elections and all these other things? If, you know, is it an anti-President Bush thing? Is it an anti-United States thing? Why isn't it front page or front and center on every major news program?
I'm as pro-United States as I can be, but I don't swear an allegiance to a person. I swear my allegiance to the founding documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which have been eviscerated now. And the military.
But why isn't it out front right now?
Well,
I don't hear
we're talking about mainstream media.
I don't hear about it.
The people that are just totally wrapped up in what Jen and Brad are doing constantly.
All right. When we come back, we'll put the part you haven't heard yet. I put that earlier in the first hour. And we've got your calls coming up, a ton of news, a lot more. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com, that's A-Z-U-N as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com, or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
I hurt myself today.
Welcome back.
To see if I
Let's go ahead and plunge right back into the Fox News propaganda. Go ahead and go back to it.
They want you to know what they want
but
you to
President
know.
But President Bush was behind it or knew about it. Vice President Cheney knew about it and was told to stand
the
down.
Democrats
well, don't you think the mainstream
them?
Media would tell, would expose that, for, you know, as, you know, with all this proof
NBC that owns General Electric that makes the engines that
but
makes the
But they have
the
not
guns.
Been in the president's, this administration's corner for a long time. I have never said it's always the other way around. It's always, you know,
the media attacks this president for everything. If he orchestrated 9/11.
I don't see where you're getting that. There now is there's a paradigm shift. They are attacking him now, but they weren't forever. He was getting carte blanche. He could do whatever he wanted, and no one could question the leader.
They can't keep, this government can't keep anything secret.
They kept the Manhattan Project secret.
But they kept the
thousands and thousands
of people. Let's talk about 9/11. They kept 9/11 secret. How many people were involved?
It's not a secret.
How many people?
It doesn't have to be very many. It just needs to be moles placed into the top. We had people in CENTCOM. The colonels in Central Command were fighting.
Is Hillary Clinton involved? Is Hillary involved?
I doubt it.
No.
But listen, the Democrats aren't going to wreck the game. You know, mobsters may shoot each other under the card table every once in a while, but if someone threatens that game,
so Hillary Clinton, you know, the Democrats and Bush and all the Republicans, they all got together to make 9/11 because it's big business.
The intelligence agencies got together and worked together. They always have worked together. They don't work for their governments. They work for the banking interests.
What if you're wrong?
I'm not wrong.
What if you're wrong?
What if I'm wrong? We're just going to continue to go down this path. We're going to start a war with anybody that has resources that won't come into a global banking system.
You said to me off camera, you love Thomas Jefferson, Abe Lincoln, all of these, this great country. If our government could do this, it makes all of this work.
Elements within our government.
Yeah, elements. Rogue elements like the president.
Look what they do to the Congress right now. They want to pass a law. They say there's a terrorist threat. They show up in Congress and point machine guns in the congressman's face and say, get out.
They
get out. And they pass things in the dark.
When did they do this? I didn't see this.
Well, you better
machine
go see
guns.
It. You better go see
They're doing that.
MP5s, baby.
Right.
You better
right.
go see it.
Right.
This
and the terrorists are alive?
Some of them
they work for the CIA, you believe.
These are patsies.
Yeah.
Listen, they were trained at the, They were trained at the Defense Language School in Monterey, California. They were trained at
The terrorists that we see on TV were trained by our government.
They're intelligence assets. Ask actor James Woods. He saw Otta on the plane a couple weeks before 9/11.
Well, that's where I go for my info. Is actor James
Woods.
The guy that plays Shark on a failed
TV
show.
It's an eyewitness.
What about Bigfoot? Do you have info on Bigfoot?
I have no Loch Ness Monster. To say about Bigfoot.
Who brought down the Hindenburg? A UFO?
Those are the wrong, the wrong people.
All right, go ahead.
There's no, I don't see any officials coming out saying this, any former government officials. So what, we can't believe in our government. We have no right to believe our democratically elected leaders.
Our founding fathers would have said, never believe in your government. Never trust in your government.
Who said that?
Our founding fathers would
what
say
What is their end game?
How do you know they would say the New World Order?
They want us all to be slaves.
On the new global plantation. You got it.
A global plantation. And this guy's...
Microchips.
This guy's a sucker.
Surveillance cameras.
This firefighter is a sucker.
An honorable guy.
He's
I'm not going to attack
He's
him.
He's a fool. If everything you're saying is true, this man's a fool.
He just hasn't woken up yet. He soon will.
He hasn't woken up yet. He soon will. Thank you, Mr. Orwell. We'll be right back here on The Grassy Knoll. So... not a Do you believe everything you read? You can't. Not on the internet. Not on the World Wide Web of disinformation. From time to time, we're going to point out lies on the internet. Hey, did you know I was the star of Alien vs. Predator? It's true. It was on the internet. I've never even seen the movie. And welcome back to The Grassy Knoll here on Planet ManCal. Kevin Smith here believes 9/11 was a conspiracy done by our government. And this is a firefighter, Brian Harvey, who was there. And what do you think of this guy? What do you think about what he's saying?
I don't believe it. I think there's been more than enough opportunity for the 9/11 Commission and other committees to investigate this. If this had any legs, if this story had any credibility, it would have came out. And today's especially
why is he doing this?
Elections.
Why do you think he's doing this?
He believes it. He thinks he has some
Do you think he's crazy?
I wouldn't say crazy.
Look in his eyes.
Passionate.
Look in his eyes.
He's
Do you guys want to arm wrestle and we can settle this right here, right
maybe
now?
Maybe later. Maybe at the end.
How can you stand it? He said it was like a scab being ripped off. Do you feel anything for this guy?
We have nothing but the utmost respect for firefighters. They're the number one heroes for us in the United States. And we do a lot of work right now with the victims, the people that helped to rescue, the EMS workers that went in, and that are dying right now. I mean, Christy Todd Whitman lied about the air quality, lied about the silica, lied about the mercury, everything. These people are dead men walking.
Well, there's no doubt people are getting sick. This guy can't be a firefighter because of his lungs. How are you right now?
I have my days, good days and bad days. But
do you feel like they were lied to and they should have told you how bad it was?
I feel that... they didn't know, and that things were coming out.
Would you do it again? Would you climb down into the into the wreckage
again? That's what firemen do. Police officers do that. They put their lives on the line.
We're going to come back. I'll make a few comments about this. We've got a little mini-guest coming on. I'm going to go right to your calls. Got somebody who disagrees there. Stay there. We'll get to you, James. But did you hear that firefighter? It's admitted they poisoned him, and he doesn't even know that when he's sick from it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, I got Todd Madsen waiting in the wings. Good friend of mine. He shot film, shot footage for Scanner Darkly that I'm in, and I believe he even worked on Waking Life that I'm in, and I saw him up at the RNC in 2004. He made a great film and then shot video of it and then rotoscoped it. I wanted to have him on just for a few minutes and plug the film. I'm a little cameo in it there, running around on the streets of New York, but it's rotoscoped, and I like the style he did it in. It's an example of activist filmmaking, and then we will go to the folks that are patiently holding, like James and others that disagree with me, James, Jason, Ron, and others. But here's the end of Man Cow attacking me and via my radio producer on and attacking the 9/11 Truth Movement on Fox News Saturday. Some of the points he just made I wanted to comment on. They said no officials have gone public. We've had Morgan Reynolds, the head economist for the Bush administration, go public, saying 9/11 is an inside job. We've had all these top CIA people from their administrations go public and other administrations. We've had German defense ministers go public. We've had Sybil Ebbins go public. We've had, the Pentagon Papers guy go public. They've all gone public, inside job. So, again, they make that claim. Then this firefighter doesn't even know that they admit Christina Todd Whitman and the Bush administration lied and knew they were breathing mercury and concrete and asbestos and didn't give them treatment. That's been all over every New York paper. He's got to know. When I was there on 9/11 and it had just broken that week, it was in every paper, front page, on TV. Every time I turned the TV on, I'd be in restaurants with the TV on. They were saying it. All the firefighters were hopping mad. This guy's a high-level firefighter. He knows. And then he says, oh, they just didn't know and they didn't understand. I mean, just incredible, incredible denial going on there. So let's go ahead and finish up the Fox News clip.
Go ahead.
Well, we can bring you William Rodriguez, one of the janitors from the World Trade Center, the last man to get out of the
line. I can bring you Stephen Jenkins. Do you know who that is?
Give me Stephen
Jenkins. The janitor here.
Well,
drop big
did he have
names.
The building come down?
Tell me
or
right
he
now.
Pulled
tell,
out from
no,
under a fire
tell me
truck?
Right now. Tell
did
me
he
right
win
now.
A Presidential Freedom Award for being a hero?
You mentioned
he will tell you bombs going off in the
I've
building.
I've got you here right
Felipe
now.
Felipe David with skin peeling off of him coming up from the sub-basements. Yeah. They were cutting those basements out before. It is a controlled demolition incorporated. That's exactly what it is. There was thermite,
look him in the
not
eyes
just thermite,
look him in the eyes.
Cutting charges to cut and take that building down. The debris that was falling from the higher floors was still falling as the building was coming out from under it. It fell
explain
at
it
three
to him.
Ball
Hold on.
Speed.
Explain
no
it
pancake.
To him. Explain it to him what happened.
There, from I am not by any. I mean, just from my firefighting experience, everything you get taught is everything has heating points, melting points. There was a lot of weight. That whole structure had a lot of weight on top of it. The planes crashed into the towers, heated up the structural members, and they weakened. And then everything came down on top of it as a matter of course for the members to weaken. And
have you seen a building come down like that before?
No, I haven't.
No one has, because it's never happened. And the bigger question is WTC-7. Not hit by a plane, not hit by debris, small fires. At the end of the afternoon, they pulled the firemen out.
They brought that building down for insurance,
the
right?
The building down.
Do you believe they brought that down to collect insurance?
Hey, ask Mr. Silverstein. Get him on the show. He's the one with
You're
the...
You're talking about Andrew Dice Silverstein, the comedian?
No, Larry Silverstein.
No. Okay, so the buildings... Why were the buildings brought down?
Well, you might ask the port. You might ask the port authority too.
I got you here. You're the expert. Why? Why
did I didn't do this? I'm just reporting on it.
You're just reporting.
Well, just listen. WTC 7.
A little from here, a little from there.
Google it.
Yeah.
Google it. Go to Stephen Jones' report. Understand what thermite and thermite are. Understand how they did that.
So I have to understand what thermite is before I can.
He'll explain it.
And then suddenly I'll believe George W. Bush brought down the World Trade Centers and caused all this. Someone said to me, do you believe, man, cow, that it was some crazy man on dialysis sitting in a cave? Or do you believe it was George W. Bush?
Do you believe it? A guy in a cave, halfway
that guy is
around.
Osama bin Laden, sir.
A known asset, a CIA asset.
You know
These
what?
Guys are intelligence assets.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for him, and I'm sorry I brought you
Do you know that
this.
In 99 and 2000 we were running Al-Qaeda?
You know what? Sometimes it's just a lone nut on the grassy knoll. As Freud said, sometimes a banana is just a banana, Anna. It is what it is. Yeah, radicals brought down those buildings. Kevin Smith and Brian Harvey, thank you.
All right. And during that clip, I told John to find a clip we played last week. Were you able to find it? He's still looking. You know what? If we have to, we'll download it during the next break. It's up on jonesreport.com, by the way, right now. If you go to my MySpace, John, it's one of the top links there in the bulletins. The headline, Firefighters Talk About Molten Steel. We have New York firefighters on tape from a New York documentary, a fire captain talking about steel flowing like lava or like a foundry at a steel mill. Non-structural steel doesn't start melting until 2,750 plus degrees, structural until 3,300. That's official numbers. Just type in steel melt temperature into Google. The numbers will come up from big engineering firms. It's well known. Jet fuel burns at 1,800 degrees. It's impossible. Just like in your fireplace with white hot 2,000 degrees on those white coals, the iron that melts a lot lower temperature doesn't even turn red in your fireplace. All right, I'm going to shut up about that now. We'll find that because yesterday on my new syndicated show I do from 4 to 6 p.m. out of the KLBJ studios, I played that clip with it, and boy, it was powerful. I just forgot to tell John to get it. I'm not going to keep him long. I appreciate him coming on. We got a link to his website up on Infowars.com. Good friend of mine, Todd Madsen. He made the film Doolittle's Raiders, and it's a good film. People really ought to get it. I'm not carrying it, but I think you really should go out there and get it. It's a great example of guerrilla filmmaking and then adding a whole other dimension to it. He turned it into basically a cartoon, but it's a real video that was shot. It makes it really very viewable. It's a great film. I just got done watching it about a week ago. That's why I had him coming up a week ago, and then I canceled him because I wanted to have time to watch it. Todd, good to talk to you again.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Give us the website and tell folks how they can get the new film.
Well, the website is Rembrandt Machine, you know, like the painter, with the, you know, R-E-M-B-R-A-N-D-T machine. And you can go right there, and there's a link to buy the DVD, and it'll take you through the steps. And
that's Rembrandt, RembrandtMachine.com?
Yeah, that's RembrandtMachine.com, and, you know, you can also sign up to host a screening there if you want to, and that will be through Brave New Theaters. And, you know, basically to host a screening, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you have 10 friends, one of you got the best TV, so that's the screening.
Yeah, it's about getting, and tell folks what the film covers.
Well, basically the film is about the opposition to Bush from within Bush country, both inside and outside the system. Kind of a comparison between Democratic activists and war protesters, and sort of you know, where the common purpose merges and where it diverges. And so, you know, basically followed a group of you know, Dean supporters up to Iowa for the primaries, and then followed a group of protesters from here to New York City for the protests there.
Well, it's a dynamic film. I mean, it would be a good film without taking the digital video you shot and then turning it basically into a rotoscope. Tell folks what rotoscoping is.
Well, basically what I did was I took the footage and then, you know, replaced all of it with animation. And the type of animation that I was going for was kind of more of a painterly sort of look, not so much black lines and, you know, flat colors, but more, you know, kind of like a, I don't know, a 20th century realist painter, like Edward Hopper, you know, did Nighthawks, that, you know, diner scene painting. And so that was kind of what I was going for there.
I want to continue with this, but breaking news, I was going to talk about it today. YouTube's been pulling all my Bilderberg footage that we shot ourselves, that we put on there. One of them had almost 400,000 views, so they pulled my famous speech there before Bilderberg. We're going to re-upload it. And now the Fox News piece, which I guess they could pull, you know, it's their video, but I wonder if Fox even complained, the little 13-minute clip that you just heard, they pulled the video after it had about 15,000 views since we put it up a day ago. That's been pulled. I tell you, man, this censorship's really starting to get to me. But going back to, again, independent filmmaking, I wonder if you put a clip of your film up on YouTube, if they'll pull it.
Well, I have the trailer that I did, and it hasn't been pulled, but I tell you what was pulled, and this may have just been copyright reasons, but there was that little clip of that Robin Williams movie that had the example of waterboarding, and, you know, go back, and that thing was pulled. I get flagged by users, you know.
Yeah, you got a bunch of scumbag telltales.
Yeah,
well, let me tell you something. We've uploaded video of them beating Iraqi children for fun, and YouTube and Google Video pull it within seconds of it going up. So it's not just users. They've got controllers in there who don't want people to see what's really happening.
Right. Yeah, it's just crazy. You know, I mean, you know, which is half of why I made this movie, was I just wanted certain things that, you know, were going to vanish into the annals of, well, not even history, because people wouldn't even really know about them.
Well, that's why everybody's got to download whatever you think's important on YouTube or Google, folks. You've got to start joining us in the fight. As soon as you see it, you've got to save it to your machine, then share it with people and email it around, and, you know, even host it on your own server. They can't take us all down. That's why I've got you on right now, Todd, is to support independent filmmaking.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I think at this point, it's one of those things where, I mean, if you have the drive to do this, you can get the skills, you know, and that's what it takes at this point to make a feature-length, you know, film, and, you know, especially a documentary, and you know, this time in history, it's really important to document what's going on around you. So that's my thoughts on that, definitely.
Well, it certainly is. Again, the website, I'll give that website out for folks again.
Yeah, it's RembrandtMachine.com.
Well, listen, Todd, I want to play a clip on my TV show in the next few weeks. Is it okay if I do that?
Oh, absolutely. Play as much as you want.
Well, who knows? You want me to play the whole thing on the cable show, or?
Oh, you know, you could give a teaser, definitely.
Sure, I forget how long the film is. How long is it?
It's 90 minutes.
It's 90 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, so I can play like 15, 20 minutes or something?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show. I hope folks check out that website. And who knows, maybe sometime I can drag you out to go on a camera job with us.
Absolutely. Hey, just, one phone call away.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for coming on with us. Yeah, I meant to rant and rave about this earlier. And by the way, this probably won't be up there long either, but we've saved it. This is Firefighters in a local New York PBS documentary. We were trying to find out the source. I'm told that's where it came from. It's firefighters, a firefighter captain and others talking about how it looked like a foundry, like a volcano, inside of the World Trade Center. Here it is.
I think he just did it to, who knew? To be honest with you, I think he might have thought that was it for us, too.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Oh,
molten steel running down the channel rails, like you're in a foundry.
Mm-hmm.
Like lava.
Wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling. Obviously, there was no machinery.
So that's the clip. And all ManCow had was a bunch of name calling. I bet Fox complained. I bet they don't want that display being shown to the world. But it doesn't matter, folks. Terror Storm, at least two times, and we know other times, had all of its viewers erased. So it wouldn't be in the top 100. It's the same thing over and over again, even when it's your own film. A bunch of my Bilderberg YouTubes were erased. Last night I was doing some research on Bilderberg, came across my own clips and clicked on several of them. They were all gone. Now, Google kept them. But YouTube footage I shot, my cameraman, they said it wasn't permissible. I'm so sick of it. Why are they fighting to keep you from getting this information? Because we're going to beat them if we're on a level playing field. The people are hungry for the truth. I am just so outraged. I'm so sick of Google and YouTube. And if any other big company pops up and lets you put videos up, they'll buy it up and start the same thing. Let's talk to James in Maryland, who I'm told disagrees with me. Go ahead, James.
Hello, Alex. Your guest that you had on today, all of her arguments were persuasive until you realized that the name Palestine is a misnomer. There is no autonomous people or nation called Palestine. It was created by the Romans to rub salt in the wound when they sacked Jerusalem and burned down the temple in
70 AD.
So that's, the whole argument falls apart on that one misnomer. And
sir, let me just stop you right there. You know, you throw a fact out, and then you claim that fact supports what you're saying. There were always Arabic people living in that area. There were Arabs there when the Romans sacked it. There were Greeks living there. There were Romans living there. And are you saying that people who've been living for 800 years on a farm can be machine-gunned or have their homes bulldozed? You saying that's okay?
Listen, is Israel evil, the leaders, or at least a small portion of them? Of course, look at their policy. Look at the Israeli Supreme Court, which is the most...
let me stop you. But because God gave the Jews that land, they're allowed to now go in and kill everybody.
Listen, don't twist my words, Alex. The fact is...
No, that's what the preachers... I put him on hold. I'm not twisting any words. That's what the preachers say. No, God said Israel had been evil, and so they were going to lose that land. Okay? And that's what the Orthodox Jews say, because they know how to read their Talmud, and they know how to read the Old Testament. So, all I'm telling you is, sir, shooting toddlers isn't okay. Okay? And certainly the Palestinians do stuff, too. And then, my gosh, you're going, well, the Romans shut that up 1900, 1900, and 30 years ago. And so these people, there's no such thing as an American. You know, we've been here 300 and something years. So there's, I guess, 15,000 or 10,000 or 5,000, however long you believe, the anthropologists all argue that people came across the Bering Strait into the Americas. I mean, it's like saying Native Americans aren't Native. I mean, what are you talking about? Go ahead, sir.
Am I still on hold, or are you still talking over me?
You're on the air. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, perfect. Israel became a nation in 14 B.C. They were sacked by Rome and lived under occupation. The land was given to Abraham. If you don't believe Scripture, Alex, that's fine, but I do. And are they doing evil things?
Put him on hold again. Sir, the Antichrist is going to say he's Jesus, but the churches tell you he's going to come and call himself the devil and attack Israel. He's going to be in Israel. I mean, you're just not... I have read the Bible. I guess that's the problem you have with me. So I'm just here saying the policies that Israel has is wrong, and I don't think what Israel's doing is good. Now, I'll give you some more time on the other side, but I'm gonna have to respond here. I'm going to have a little bit of time. All right.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, a lot of what's taught in churches isn't even in the Bible. And we could have pastors on have a whole debate about this. Maybe we should, because it controls so much of our policy. The Antichrist is going to say he's Christ. He's going to have his likeness that speaks in the temple in Jerusalem. And he will be worshipped. He's the Antichrist. He will be worshipped as Christ. And you already see it set up where whatever Israel does, we have to follow it. Well, it's already set up for the Antichrist to take over there and then everyone to follow it. And even if you don't believe in God, I do. For the atheists out there, this is what's playing out. And most Christians will kneel to Antichrist. They will take the great delusion because they'll think it's impossible because they think they had to be raptured if they were still here while the Antichrist was there, when clearly the rapture comes after they tie up the old serpent and throw him there in the cage for the 1,000 years to be on display. But again, people tell you that's not in the Bible. It's what they do. They say, lay down to government. They say, do what the government says, hidden in the Bible. There's one little passage they twist. The whole Bible is about standing up against evil. Jesus said there won't be one stone left standing here at this temple. You're going to be kicked out for what you've done. You're going to go into bondage. And then it turns into this whole debate, and he gets real emotional and real mad. So go ahead, James, finish up.
Well, he did say that the temple would be thrown down and that they would be dispersed. That was prophesied before.
And then it'd be rebuilt and the Antichrist would move in.
That's exactly right. But
so I got to worship Antichrist because I got to support Israel. Put him on hold again. That's what Pastor Hagee says. I mean, listen, this is devil doctrine, folks. I mean, they've got to set up for it. Go ahead, sir.
Can I talk?
Well, yeah, but you just keep saying things that aren't right. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. You're twisting my words and talking over me. In 1967, Israel captured Judea and Samaria and East Jerusalem from Jordan, not a nation called Palestine. That's my argument. There is no nation called Palestine, Alex, and you know it.
Okay, so the U.S. is 233 years old, and Texas is only 100-and-something years old. So because it was something else before, it really does belong to Spain because the Palestinians have been there for 1,900-plus years.
What do you think the father meant when he said they parted my land for gain?
I think they're talking about the Pharisees sitting there selling it and trading and doing all
that.
You have
no idea what you're talking about, Alex.
You know what, sir? Instead of just telling me I don't know what I'm talking about, what should we do? Fall down and worship the great leader?
Boy, do you see you're the king of twisting words?
No, I'm not anything. Tell me what I should do. I should support whatever Israel does.
No, have I said that?
Okay, what are you saying then? What do you disagree with? Okay, then it's not really Palestine. What should we do then? What does that mean? Statement means Israel's doing what it's got to do.
What should we do? No, that statement doesn't mean that. One need only
look at... Okay, then you tell me what it meant. We're almost out of time. I apologize to the other callers. I can't go to you now. Go ahead, sir.
Israel and her leaders are not following the Father. But does that land belong to those people? Yes, it does.
Okay, so they're doing what they got to do with the Palestinians. See, I didn't twist
it. No, they're not. They're not. They're wicked, evil people. But that land does not belong to the Palestinians.
So
there is no Palestinians.
But Israel should be there occupying it then.
There is no occupation that belongs to them.
Okay, but so what they're doing is good then. See,
read your scripture, Alex.
See, I've twisted nothing. You're going to get so confused when the great leader rises. Your leader. Sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace, doesn't he? Oh, boy, I get attacked by both sides. I'm a Zionist agent on one day, and then the next day I'm an evil white supremacist. No, I'm for justice. And what's happening over there is wrong. I didn't twist anything you said. There you are. They need to be there. It's their land. They're doing what they got to do. No, I didn't say that. Quit twisting. And you say exactly that. Boy, it's a joke. Well, you go ahead and worship your God, which is Israel. Mine's Yahweh. All right, God bless you all. We'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.